Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. We welcome you again. We thank God for you and you, wherever you might be. Amen. The Lord is good, and His mercy is endured forever. Amen. God is always on our side, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what people may say. Amen. God is on our side. And we appreciate you today as we are going through this Passover times. These are times, amen, that the whole continent, the whole world, Jesus talked about, amen, concerning, amen, the signs of his coming. Jesus talked about the signs of his coming. And he talked, he was teaching his disciples concerning, amen, what will be, who and what's going to be in charge. And if we begin to see that Mother Nature's in charge, amen, amen, the prince of the air, amen, the fallen angel, amen. And Jesus said it would be in the last days these things would be happening, amen, wherever you might be, amen, right now, amen. We're going to go through the word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord. We ask you to look upon each and every one of the callers, those that are on, amen, with us, electronic means, those that are viewing this broadcast as well. Lord, we ask you to bless them right now. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen. Amen. We are Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. You can visit us on the web at jciministries.org or jciministries.net. Amen. You also can visit us later on www.youtube.com/JCI Ministries. You can donate through Cash App. Amen. JCIM3. Or you can go to the web and click on donation. Amen. During the time of the website and this broadcast. Amen. While we are here, amen, God has given his pastors, amen, we give our life for the sheep, and we're making all preparations and all efforts, amen, and we find out, amen, that because of the electronic means will be the best effort to feed the sheep. Peter said in 1 Peter 3, amen, in the 4th verse, amen, the shepherds themselves feed the flock of God, feed the congregation of God, amen, with the spiritual knowledge. We have obligation, those who are called to God, by God and sent out, amen, we have obligation to feed the flock of God, amen. Also, we have to take the oversight. Amen. The responsibility of how to make the church run towards the vision that God had given. Amen. Every man and woman of God. Amen. Through his ability, through his talents. Amen. To make sure things are done. Make sure things that are carried out according to the vision that God has given. Amen. And we want to thank God for you, those that are tuning in wherever you might be. Amen. And we want to as well, amen, to bless the audience, amen, that can be emailed, or bless the audience, amen, that are writing in, amen, and be asking you for your prayers. Don't give up in times like these. Don't give up in times like these. Amen. The Passover. Things will pass over. Things will pass over. Amen. The plagues will pass over. But Jesus was saying that, amen, in these last days, amen, this time that are coming, and he prophesied and he gave his disciples, saying to them, amen, Mother Nature going to take over, other words. Wars, rumors of wars. Amen. The planet, not just your neighborhood or your city or your state or your time, but the planet itself going to be in turmoil. Amen. The world is calling it amen, the new normal. But Jesus already knew about what was coming through. He adjusted the saints of God, telling them to follow his direction. That's why, amen, Peter, amen, and Paul was telling the always, amen, Romans 13, obey the law of the land. Obey the law of the land. The law, amen, is given for those that do not want to obey anybody, do not want to be involved in anything. Amen. So it's important, amen. Plagues are daily disease, epidemics, amen, affliction, vexation that goes through, amen, this land, this world. Amen. That's what it's about. Amen. The world itself gonna be in a turmoil. Amen. But Jesus had instructed the disciples, amen, through Paul and apostles and other brethren that, amen, you have to change, amen, your lifestyle to the Christian normal. To the Christian normal. We have to come out from among them, touch not, handle not, amen, unclean things, touch not, handle not, amen, things that affect your life, affects your health, amen. So through the world, amen, maybe why many have rejected, amen, the creality or the new normal of Christianity, because they didn't want to adjust. They didn't want to adjust. It's a selfish spirit, and these last days is the spirit of pleasure, amen, doctrine of demons, amen. Satan's still preaching that same old sermon that he preached in the Garden of Eden. God didn't mean this. God don't want this. Amen. God this and God that, but God didn't mean. Amen. Jesus created through the word of God. He's the word. He's God. Amen. They created man in his own image, in his own likeness, but all that investment in man. Amen. All that investment, he created man in his own likeness, and they say, oh, this is very good, very good. Amen. And Jesus even died for man. Amen. And you think he would sit back and destroy his life, destroy his creation, amen, just to please, amen, a fallen angel? No, nevertheless, no, no, no. Amen. So these plagues are coming, these end times. Nobody knows, even the angels in heaven, they don't know, amen, when Jesus is coming back. But he let us know, amen, he was preparing his people all the time. Amen. Amen. Come out from among these areas. Don't be associated with this person. Amen. Distance yourself from this person. Amen. Be involved in a new kind of curfew. Amen. Spending. Amen. The church for the last 2 years. Amen. We've been going through, amen, 21 days of financial fasting. Financial fasting. 21 days of financial fasting. Amen. Preparing. Amen. For our budget. Preparing for lean days, lean times. Amen. God does not let his people be behind if they listen. If they listen to the Spirit of God. Man should not live by pleasure. Man should not live by popularity. Man must live by God's word. Amen. And God's word is always instructing, and churches and pastors have a mandate to instruct. Prepare God's people. Take, for example, in the book of Exodus, we're talking about the Passover, amen, the institution that we should do perpetually the rest of our lives, amen. And also, make sure you have the right Bible. Make sure you have the right Bible. You live by this. We buy cars, we buy trucks, we buy the best. Amen. Get the best translation you know is known to man. Amen. And I use a star from the King James. I learned from the King James to find out everywhere I travel in the world, they have the King James. even the third world countries and other areas, then you work from there. Amen. You have the Amplified Bible. You have the American Standard. You have the Open Bible and the New International Bible. But make sure you judge those Bibles, translation from Genesis 1 and 1. Amen. John 3:16 and St. John 14 and Revelation 21. Amen. That you have the right Bible. Amen. You live it off these translations. Amen. Get your Bible dictionary and a concordance and study. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. Amen. And as you begin to study, you're looking for inspiration and unity to get understanding. That's what the church is all about. That's what the church is all about. Amen. So we are here reaching out, amen, to keep you informed by electronic means. In the book of Exodus, we're talking about the Passover. The Passover, the obedience, the preparation. Notice how God prepared, amen, his people for this plague. Notice how God prepared his people. Amen. Amen. There are many things come upon the land, but God wanted to make sure his people are hid. Make sure his people are prepared for it. Amen. Amen. The last time we had a problem, many vowed that they would not be caught, amen, without a job anymore. They would not be caught with the economic turndown, amen. And God warned them, but now we're back again. Amen. Were you prepared? Watch this. Watch this. Amen. Exodus 12, amen, beginning God talking to, amen, his man Moses. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Watch this instructions. Amen. Paul was saying in Romans 1, amen. Romans 13, God, amen, set up the government. God give instruction. God set up the laws and rules. Amen. From the beginning of time. Amen. Like it was in the days of Noah, the Lord set the rules and regulations. Amen. During the time of Noah, he instructed Noah how to build the ark. Amen. And where to go and when to finish. Amen. He let him know what was coming. Amen. And speak unto the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the house be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. If a man according to his eating shall make your number for the lambs. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male for the first year, and you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Now he's instructing them what to do, how to do it. Amen. And not only that, but he giving them time. He giving them time. Now he say, even that you can share with your neighbor. Share with your neighbor. Make sure, amen, you have it. It cannot be a cripple or sick. Amen. The sixth verse says, and you shall keep it until the 14th day. Now, that's from the 10th day to the 14th day. He's preparing them of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Not doing it in the day. Watch this instruction. Now, watch this instruction. God give specific timing, specific instruction. Amen. He's not a chaos God, a Rambo. I can do it this way. My neighbor want to do it in the morning. I want to do it in the afternoon. No, God is giving instructions. He's giving instructions. Amen. And they shall take of the blood and stripe it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. and they shall eat the flesh, and at night roast with fire, unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Amen. He's giving instructions. Amen. Tell them how to cook the lamb and what to eat with the lamb. Amen. Eat it not in the raw, nor soil at all with water, but roast with fire, his head and his legs. Amen. Everything that roasted. 10th verse, and ye shall let nothing be remain until the morning, and that which remain it until the morning, you shall burn it with fire. That's instructions. Instruction. There's a specific thing God wanted. Amen. He didn't want it boiled. He didn't want it half cooked. Amen. He wanted thoroughly roasted. Everything, the whole body. Amen. He said, if anything else left, I want you to burn it up. Burn it up. Destroy it. Amen. Notice this again at the 11th verse of the 12th chapter of Exodus. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girdle, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. If I were judge, I would pass through the land of Egypt this night and smite the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I would execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I shall see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast for the Lord throughout your generation. You shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever. Amen. That's one of the requirements that was set out during the time of the apostles. Amen. During the time of Pentecost, water baptism. Amen. And communion service, the Last Supper. Amen. Always fellowshipping. Amen. That God will be remembered. Amen. As often as you do it in remembrance. Amen. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, how he gave himself. Amen. God prepared his people. He prepared them for a specific thing. This is the death angel coming through. We are in a spiritual warfare. Amen. They could not see the death angel. They know, amen. They knew who God was real. They had experiencing with God. Amen. So important that you test. Not test God, but try him and listen and pray. This is why we can have instructions about personal finances and personal fellowship with God, knowing his voice, knowing his word, because he speaks through visions and dreams. And also out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, he speaks to you concerning what he wants you to do. Amen. So many times you already know, but he just wants verification. Amen. From others. Amen. You might not tell someone, but God is speaking to you about a situation. Amen. But you begin to see, amen. Everywhere you go, you may hear a song. Amen. Someone speaking about the situation, and there's confirmation to you. Amen. So the Lord has been preparing his people. Amen. So we're preparing it right now through these times and these seasons. Amen. That you should yourself, amen, begin to learn the fellowship of God. Amen. The personal relationship with God in your prayer closet or your personal prayer. When you get up in the morning, pray. Amen. Get up in the morning, then you begin to work your time. Amen. In reading some type of scripture. Getting your mind on Christ. Amen. Putting your mind on Christ. And as you work during the day, amen, have some kind of prayer on your mind, a scripture, a song, a hymn, all through the day. And the way you begin your day, you close your day. Amen. That's fellowship. Amen. Prayer, just like picking up your cell phone, talking to God anytime. you want to talk, call him. You can't text him, but any time you call him, amen, you begin to feel that communication. It relieves all the fear and anxiety. God has not given us these type of spirits that's coming through the land. Amen. These spirits is not of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God always tells his people, amen, peace. Peace I give unto you, Jesus said. Not of the world giveth. Amen. Don't look for the world giveth. Amen. Jesus is our shepherd. He's our shepherd. He's our Lord. Amen. He's reaching out. Amen. Letting you know when these things that are passing over, amen, they passing. They're passing. It's passing and it's going over you. It's passing over you. Amen. But he wants you to be able to, like he told the Israelite, girdle up your loins. Amen. Put your traveling shoes on. Amen. Wrap yourself up with things that you need. Amen. Not what you want to have or what you figure someone else might have. Amen. Don't follow Jonah. Jonah was disobedient. Yes, we have some disobedient saints out there. They get caught halfway. They want to have both sides of the world. Amen. They want to live for the world. They want to be recognized in the world. Amen. And you find yourself in a whole world of problems. Amen. As long as they remember to pray and ask God to forgive them, they can come out those whales of problems. Amen. But you don't have to follow Jonah. You don't have to follow Jonah. You don't even have to follow Samson. Samson was a great man of God, but he failed. Amen. Watching the world, got him his parents. Amen. The father, he wasn't listening to the father, would not be responsible at that time. Amen. But his mother kept telling him, and then they began to tell him. And Samson got him so involved. Amen. He didn't follow his father's instructions, so he had to quote. His mother always kept bothering him, so he was just kind of attached, amen, to the womanhood, amen, and Delilah pulled him down. He listened to the woman before he listened to the man. Amen. That's another subject. That's another subject. We don't want to bother with that. We're talking about the Passover. Amen. But watch this now. Watch this now. That, amen, God always prepare his people. Always prepare his people, amen, the Passover, amen, to be prepared. We've been teaching, amen, the church about, amen, how to empower yourself by using what God has put in your hands, amen. You can't be, amen, millionaires. You can't live their lifestyle, amen. You can't live maybe your neighbor's lifestyle. You have to live your lifestyle. When God has given you instruction, you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you came into the body of Christ, and all of a sudden, step two of your salvation is a new lifestyle. Amen. It's a new normal. Amen. You can't touch not or handle not like you used to. Amen. That's new to you. Amen. And so you're trying to find ways and means, amen, to continue that lifestyle. And you can be then things begin to be hard. Begin to be hard. So now you have time to examine yourself. Examine. Amen. God told them, amen, I'm going to judge them. I'm going to judge them because the idols of the land. Amen. Egypt had a lot of idols, idol worships. A lot of, Paul said, in these last days, people are going to be lovers of themselves. More than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure. Amen. We got so many idols. Amen. In sports. Idols. Amen. In the sky, in the signs. We have so many idols. Amen. 1 John 5, in the last verse, say, my little children, keep yourself from idols. God called Abraham, amen, his father-in-law, amen. He built, created, and made idols, sold them. And the Lord had to tell Abraham, you got to come out from among that, Abraham. I want to use you, but you got to come out of there. Amen. Why? He was making a living, a great living, but the issue was, amen, he was glorifying God's enemy, God's people's enemy, the fallen angel, Lucifer, the son of the morning. Amen, amen. He said, no, I don't want you to, amen, glorify and help support the devil. God doesn't want you to do that. Amen. You may say, well, how can I get a job? Amen. The first part, amen, of my salvation walk was in college, and that whole friend, amen, college mate, and we were discussing. He said, well, you know, I work for a cigarette company, the manager. That's why I'm here, to increase a little bit more knowledge and moving on up more. Amen. But now I have accepted Christ. I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. I go and set up, amen, market things and get all the benefits. Amen. I don't know how this is going to work. And through a long story short, we praying and talked to each other. And amen. He went out and got the same money, a little bit more money, from a fast food company. Amen. And left the cigarette company. Amen. He thanked God, amen, for the fellowship. It's all right to have someone that you know love God. Amen. I mean, really love God out of the church atmosphere. Amen. Serving God, his integrity, their integrity. They do what they say in the daytime, and they do the same thing at night when nobody don't see them. They live the same life. Their life don't change. Amen. They have the integrity. Amen. There's nothing wrong with having that fellowship and sharing. Amen. So, idol worship now, you begin to see people don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to carry themselves unless they was running after entertainment, running after pleasure. Amen. So this should give you time to examine yourself. Amen. So now, amen, through your spending up your time and your money, amen, you can see what caused your health. Spending up your time, your money, see what happened to your budget. Amen. God has given you the finance, but you used it for other things. You can't, amen. The first thing Paul said, if a man does not know how to take care of his or her own house, amen, you worse than an unbeliever. Unbeliever take care of their own houses, the cars. Amen. They want to glorify the devil. And God was saying, listen, because of the idols in Egypt, amen, because of the gods in Egypt, amen, I'm going to pass through, amen, I'm going to take the first bone, and I'm going to pass over you when I see the blood, when I see the blood on the doorposts, I'm going to pass over. Amen. He's not saying that, amen, you're not going to hear the screams and the rumbles and the smell, amen, of the death angel as he come through your neighborhood and come through your, amen, community, amen. But you're going to be saved, amen. You know what it's about. He said, now I want you to be dressed and ready. Dressed and ready. Don't sit and wait, amen. Take time to... That God ain't going to leave me. Amen. He know who I am. And amen. I stayed up too late last night. No, he said, be dressed. Be dressed. Get ready. Amen. When I give you instruction, you move. Amen. It's a lot of obedience in, amen, living for God. It's a lot of obedience. A lot of obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Don't let those spirits of laziness and slumberless, amen, jealousy and strife, amen, the enemy use all those type of spirits, amen, he does use all those type of spirits, amen, those are traps and snares to your walk with Christ. They're traps and snares, amen, laziness, slumberness, jealousy, strifes, hindrance, amen, amen, lying and backbiting, all those are traps of the devil. They're not encouragement from the Spirit of God. God instructed his people, get ready. Amen. The days of Noah, he said, so shall it be when the Son of Man come. Passing over is always We have to observe that. We're observing it. Amen. Realize what God has done for us. Maybe you might have been sick and you're out of finance. You're not able to assemble yourself. Amen. Remember as often as you do it. Remember what Jesus had done. Remember, amen, the sacrificing of his body. It's a symbol. Amen. It's a symbol. Amen. It's a substitution of service. Amen. We're not killing real animals. Amen. We're not a part of that type of religion. Amen. We're not cannibalism, drinking real blood. No, we're substituting. Amen. Recognizing what Jesus had done. Amen. The reality is we know he lives because he lives in us. 1 John 4:4. We know he lives. Amen. Reality is we know we've been baptized, amen, in the blood of Jesus. We've been baptized in water for removing, for remission of sin. Reality is that many different tongues, languages, amen, all different languages, amen. Whosoever will, Jesus said, let him come. Regardless of what language he speak, let him come. Amen. Over 4,000 languages, might be more now, dialects, amen. But the Holy Spirit know how to speak every last one of them. Amen. The devil can speak them too. Amen. But they're cursing and, amen, anything he wanted to say, because that's how he mislead them. But God, through the Holy Spirit, understand, amen, when he give them a language, amen, it's a heavenly language that nobody can speak. Nobody understand. But you might be saying, think you might be saying something that, amen, you might understand. You might be able to translate it, but the Holy Spirit say no. And we know one thing, when you come out of prayer, amen, when you go in your closet, you pray, or on your own time, you pray, and the Holy Spirit give you another language from some other world, amen, some other history, amen. But then there's a sound that nobody can say. Or you know the Bible, you don't know what is going on with that. Amen. But the Holy Spirit is teaching and preaching on something. Amen. In heaven, it might be your neighbor, your friend, or might be your the tomorrows. But whenever you come out of prayer, you feel better. Amen. Peter said, cast all your cares upon him, for he care for you. Prayer always lift you up. Prayer always cover you. Prayer always give you the inspiration. Amen. You feel so refreshed. Amen. When you go into the Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is for everyone. He's an instructor. Amen. The day and time. Amen. He's a leader. He's a guider. He instructed us now. Through the Spirit of God. Amen. God spoke to Moses. And Moses was instructing God's people. Amen. Man should not live by bread alone. Every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Only thing you're going to be able to take with you, and we see it now, regardless of what people have, boats, houses, cars, laid up, but we got to hide for this short time. Amen. Isaiah speaks about, amen, hiding for this short period of time. Isaiah said, 1:18, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, be white like wool. But if be willing and obedient, you eat good of the land. Amen. Many people have many things. Amen. They hid out. They went places they thought nobody can find them. But, amen, the death angel can find anybody. Amen. Because that's the vehicle God's using. Amen. He's on the positive team. Might as well say he's a double agent. You take it. Amen. He take those that have a dead spirit. Amen. He take them to, amen, to the downward drop, or he can take them on up. Amen. God got the keys to death and hell. But things can pass over. It's passing over. It's going to pass. Will you be ready for the next movement of Mother Nature? Oh, it's coming. We can't pray it away. We can't talk it away. Amen. Jesus said, it's coming. So he left two very important, amen, twos for his church, for his people. Amen. Instructions, and repentance. We can't overlook repentance. Jesus, God repented when he made man in the beginning of time. Amen. John the Baptist coming preaching, repent. In other words, turn. Turn from the things that you know. Amen. Idol worship. Idol worship. What you worship more. You feel out of place? Do you feel out of place now? Of course, you don't know what to do with yourself. You're so tied up with these other things that you thought would be life pleasures. But what about personal fellowship with God? You'll find out there's joy in God. You find that there's a peace in God. You find out there's a peace of mind. Amen. Isaiah said, if there's any good, amen, whatever is good in the land, amen, you have good of it. Amen. If all we have is shrimp, amen, chicken, amen, you get the best. If that's all that's there, amen, the fowls of the air, fish of the sea, amen. Isaiah said, be willing, you eat good. You eat good. You have a peace of mind. Amen. Because why? The future knows that we're going, Jesus went to prepare a place for us. He's preparing now. Preparation is a part of the walk with God. Amen. He's preparing a place now. St. John 14 says, amen, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He's going to prepare a place for you, a mansion for you. Amen. So you're learning now. These things, if you don't understand, but right now you're learning that these things are going to pass away. Amen. They're not only passing, amen, you're passing over, and these things you see and men worship are going to pass away. Paul said he learned whatever state he find himself in, amen, he learned how to be satisfied. Number one, he has the mental capacity to understand. You should know, amen, God going to get us the victory. Everything works together. It's something working for your good. We're not losers. But we know how to go from one fight to another fight. Amen. He know how to be. We know how to be in close. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, he has instructed us. Amen. And we have our angel with us. Every child of God have a guardian angel. He has a guardian angel. Amen. That's why how lethal and how dangerous, amen, these fallen spirits, amen, these plagues and these fierce spirits, worrying spirits, try to entrap and take away your power, letting you know, amen, that you can't, they say that you can't make it. Amen. But God have his people. He have his power. Let you know all you can do is say, well, I'm going to make it. Don't you know when people say make up their mind, say I'm going to make this thing regardless of what they say about it. Amen. I'm tired of this. I'm going to make it. Don't you know you have power in you? Amen. Once you click it on that you don't want to go to church, you know how it is. You got to be, I feel bad today, or I'm going across town today. Who can turn you around? Who can turn? Once you decide to say, well, you know what? I'm going to try God. I'm going to try Jesus. I'm going to see everything. And you'd be surprised, amen, and like many of us who have turned to Christ, amen, then you get upset about the devil. Because all he did is deceive you. He could not stop Adam and Eve. He could not stop Adam and Eve with a stick, a shotgun, a tree, amen, a truck. Amen. He could not entice them with money and clothes and popularity. The only way he knew that he can get Adam and Eve because of the fact, amen, he had to work with them through religion and he had to try to discredit God's word. He said, you know what? Eve, God really didn't say that. Oh, you should. And constantly working. Oh, Eve, what you doing today? Hon, how you doing? Everything all right? Well, you know what? Let's sit down and have some lemonade today and talk about this thing. You sure God and Adam ain't over there trying to instruct something from you? Are you sure? Amen. They're not having a meeting and leaving you out? Amen. So he worked through their mind. He worked. That's how the enemy used. That's what spiritual warfare. He works through your mind. Amen. Bringing this false information, discouragement, try to bring trials and tribulation in your mind first. amen, that calls you to find and thank you that, amen, God is not with you, God don't want you, God does not, listen, that's what the Passover is about. That's what the Passover is about. Amen. Jesus gave his life without the blood. There's no remission of sin. Without a sacrifice, there's no remission of sin. And that was a law, a rule, an ordinance that went down, amen, from the Garden of Eden, amen, to Adam, amen, and Jesus took the skin of an animal, amen, and wrapped them up, but he gave a sacrifice all through the Bible. The price was paid, amen, the blood of Jesus for remission of sin. His blood, the Passover reminding you, communion reminding you, amen, the Lord's Supper reminding you, amen, the wine and the bread reminding you how Jesus gave his life for you. So when you feel down and out and you begin to discuss, oh, God don't love me, amen, let's take a look. His Bible says, as Jesus said, as often, amen, to remind you that God still loves you. He still cares for you. He's still looking after you, amen, in the spirit and well as the natural. Amen. When we bind Satan's hand, Matthew 18:18, we bind him in heaven as well on earth. The strong man. Strong man is what the strongest influence in your life feel that you know, amen, you can't live without. That's the strong. That's strong. You can't live without a drink or smoke. That's strong. You can't live without the vices of this world on the natural. Yes, we live in the natural. But also, guess what? You are supernatural. When you come into Christ, you have the powers. Amen. You have powers. Everybody wants powers. But there's no greater power than God's power. No greater love than God's love. Amen. If God can be for you, who can be against you? Once you come into Christ, you have to learn how, amen, to apply the powers of God that he promised you. Amen. By what? Praying, sometime, amen, put the natural man, amen, take some of the weakness from him, passing your plate down sometime, amen, but don't take all, they don't take all the immune, amen, don't take all his energy from him, amen, but listen, amen, and build up the spiritual man, the inner man, amen. Did you ever notice when people get saved and they get filled with God's spirit, they still got two arms, two legs? Amen. A head, the outside features doesn't change, but the inside feature have changed. Amen. That's where the spirit man lives. Amen. So you have to feed him constantly like you feed the natural man. If you get a natural man, amen, 4 or 5 hours of the worldly entertainment, you got to give God 8, 9, 10 hours to supersede. Amen. Make sure the spiritual man is on top. Make sure the spiritual man have the strength. Make sure the spiritual man, amen, can tell the devil to get behind me when he bring up all kind of accusations and comments about, you know, that wasn't right. God don't love you. God don't care. Amen. When he begin to move in that area, you can rebuke him. Amen. Because you know God's word. Passover. God is passing over because of the fact, amen, we have to watch. We have to watch. Watch and pray. Are you watching? Are you watching? Amen. If we're getting ready to close, amen, say, well, why we're using this? Amen. Men of God, men and women of God, we want you to know you have to obey the law of the land. God set up the law. Man just follows suit. Amen. God said it way back in the Garden of Eden when he told Adam and Eve, don't do this. Amen. Jesus said, as often if you do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Jesus said, not only that, but use my name. Use my authority. Amen. Tell them, amen, you didn't come from the county, the city, the state. Amen. But you came in my name. Say, I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. Messiah is my, Jesus is my Messiah. Jesus is my Savior. Amen. I found him. Amen. He's for me. He loved me. He cared for me. Amen. He is the one. He's the one. He's the one. So we're thanking God for you and you, amen, throughout this week. Amen. Remember, God is always watching over you. He's always caring for you. Now you do your part. Amen. Jesus done his part. Amen. He loved you. He cared for you. This ceremony, this type of service of the Passover is perpetual, always. Amen. As long as you do it often, you have to remind you. It reminds you, like as well as Romans 6. Amen. Same way we was baptized in the world, amen, through the water and the blood. Amen. So we was buried in the water. Amen. We buried. If we be buried in Jesus Christ, we rise up in the newness of Christ. Amen. Because of the fact the natural man is still there, but the spirit man is on the inside. Paul said in Romans 7 chapter, amen, Paul said he found that there's a war going on the inside. Every time you try to do right, amen, bad conversations or negativity shows up. Amen. The enemy shows up talking that you don't have to do this, you don't have to do it. And Paul said he fine. Amen. The law is holy. The law is right. Amen. Paul said he found that out. Have you found that out yet? The enemy want to stop your powers. He want to stop you from being positive. He want to stop you. Amen. Because of lack of information, that's what he used. He fight against information. He fight against your intelligence. Amen. He want to always discredit the thing that you want to do. He always put the wrong people around you. Amen. This is why, amen, Christians and saints of God, amen, the world going through something new. They call it a new normal, but Christians, we always know this. We've been going for a new life. We had to come out from among our old activities, old people. Amen. So now they begin to realize, amen, you can still live, and things going to get better for you. You can lay down and go to sleep. You can have more money in your pocket, money in the bank, and have some more friends out there just like you. Amen. The world, the enemy want to say there's nobody out there to help you. If you lose these friends, you lose this job, you lose these people. Jesus said, prepare yourself. You can move on. You can go on. Amen. We're passing on, saints. We're passing on. God has blessed us with instructions. Amen. Prepare yourself. Amen. Some of the teaching that we had been using, amen, we are want you to go, and this is a great financial teaching. There's all kind of fast, but you need to, amen, observe how to empower yourself. Amen. This young lady here, amen, 21 days of financial fasting. Amen. Michelle Singletary, you can find her on the web. 21 days of financial fasting. Amen. We have it in our library. There are many more, amen, great men and women out there. And once you start, amen, you begin to work and see, oh, you know, some people can't live without the credit card. They can't live without spending money. Amen. Then when the days and time come, the enemy always wants you to be broke. Remember the time that you always be broke? Amen. Living from paycheck to paycheck. Because the world has saying that if you don't do it, the day is over. You always broke. The enemy used that to destroy your life, destroy your home. Amen. You never have. You never lack. Amen. And you find yourself, amen, in trouble financially. These are the times of Antichrist. Antichrist that you can't buy and sell. You see how powerful it is now? 666, you can't buy or you can't sell. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared to have your own financial savings? You have to save. You got to save. You know, it's this thing. You have to get out of debt because you'd be trapped like you're in now, trapped with the pressures. You have to trap. Amen. You have to work at it. Amen. Because you want freedom. The Holy Spirit will help you. You pray and ask God, He'll help you. He'll help you to come out of it. He'll help you to the stronghold of lack the enemy have over you. Amen. He'll direct you and tell you and how to instruct you, how to use what you have. Amen. Psalmist 1. Amen. To help you to come out in your season, your time. Don't let nobody tell you your time when you haven't prepared. You haven't prepared. You haven't supported God. Told you not to give to God. Amen. All kind of avenues of lying and deception. It's time to don't give to God. Don't support God's house. Amen. Don't do that. Keep that for yourself. That's a lie. Those that have been born again, the Holy Spirit always, if you've been instructed right, those that have been coaching over you, instructing you, say, listen, you have to give God because God said he's going to rebuke the devil. You can't see him. But that's another discussion. We also have another book. Amen. You can go to Amazon or on the web. Amen. The Life of a Minister is a Handwork Handbook. Amen. You go there, amen, and take a look. Maybe be some things that help you get understanding. Amen. Many men and women write things to help you to understand. We're not saying you're going to give up your Bible. No, it'll help you to get understanding. Amen. The Bible says get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. You thank God for your time being with us. Amen. Here, we know the Lord had brought you here and drawn you here. Don't let it take it lightly. Amen. There's always somewhere, some time. Amen. The Lord has put in his spirit and you took heed. Amen. Many men and women that came along through my life and helped me and push. Amen. Encourage. You might not see or talk to me anymore. Amen. We're not here to be popular, get a big following. We're just here because it's obligated. God wants us, the men and women of God, to get the message out to his people. Remember, you can go to the website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can visit us after a while on www.youtube.com/JCI Ministries. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance. Bind, seal, and hand. Oh, God, we're in agreement now. You say we're two or three touch and agree. According to Matthew's 18 chapter, oh, God, we bind a strong man, oh, God, in heaven. Oh, God, that's come against your people. Those that took time out now, God, we bind a strong man in heaven. Oh, God, and in earth we loose, oh, God, health, strength. Oh, God, encouragement in their life. In the name of Jesus the Christ, oh, God, has given his life and his blood for us. Oh, God, we ask you, in Jesus Christ we pray, amen. You go on the web, amen. You can donate, amen, through the instructions. You can cash out, $JCIMINCO3, amen. You can cash app. Amen. There, JCIMCO3. Or you can go to the web and click on donating button. Amen. Until we all here again. But remember, amen, obey the law of the land. Amen. And be careful. Amen. As you go out, because this is passing. Amen. It's passing over. But we have to remember, amen, we want to obey the law of the land. It's not only good for you, but it's good for everybody else. Amen. All those around you. Amen. So what we want to do, we want to be able to, amen, always be involved, amen, in positive things. Those of you that's listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, amen, thank you for listening. Amen. Remember, amen, hide yourself under the blood of the Lamb, under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is reality. Amen. We are here. God still love you. You're still saved. You're still a part of his life. Amen. But he always have instructions. The church is always on the cutting edge. The church is always on the cutting edge. Amen. So we want to, amen, cover yourself. Sometime you need to help other people. Amen. So when things pass over, it's going to pass things. It's going to pass over. Amen. God, amen, is blessing us. Amen. But it might not be for you. That's why we testified and let people know there's a better life to go. And there's a better place to go to. Amen. God, have a joy in your heart and your mind. Don't you know it's good to be to laugh when you know you, if you ever laugh when you have no money? Amen. If you laugh when you lay down and sleep, amen. You have a good sleep, amen. God wants you to be there. He wants you to have peace. And Jesus said, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, but peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We're passing. Can you do that? Can you say you're passing? You're passing through? Amen. And God got things passing over you. Got things passing over you all the time. You might not know it. He's passing over you, and you're passing through things. Amen. You keep forgetting about the word through. Amen. You're going through. You know how you take the car and get in the car and you drive through the rain. Amen. You turn the heat on, turn the heat on. You're going, you're home. You're going through the cold weather. So I'm going to make it home. As long as I get home, as long as I knock off. Amen. Everything. You're passing through and you're passing over. Jesus had done that for you. Jesus had done that for you. Jesus had done that for you. And it's over. Amen. Everything is over. Everything is over. God love you, God care for you, God love you. Amen. We're saying to all of you, amen, it's going to pass. Things that are passing, things that are passing. Amen. Is it pass over? And it passes over. It was of you. Amen.